our Vic Fellowship, and Vic stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is April Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on PRN.FM or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We are once again our own guest, and my sister Miriam will be assisting me today. We're going to be reading some articles to you, some updated information on this 5G, COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever else they want to call it. We'll be confirming our show that we did on February 5th, my son's birthday, hallelujah, and how it is the trigger that ignites this coronavirus death, the 5G I was not aware of. Ingrid talked about it on the February 5th show, and I was not aware, and I didn't really even participate a whole lot in the show anyway because I was traveling, but long short, we have recently discovered through many sources that, like I said, the 5G will be how they trigger the death of this coronavirus, of, you know, whatever's going on over there, whatever their agenda is. So the two go hand in hand is my point. I first want to give some updates or some corrections, should I say, not intentionally, of course, that we did last week or the week before that we replayed last week. And I apologize for that, but there just wasn't enough time to keep up with what was going on. And that's why we're coming on board today to get you updated. I did make the mistake of saying 75 to 100 million cells our body has, but it's actually trillion. So that's 75 to 100 trillion cells, is the composition of our body. And then I also want to go in a little more about the subspace biofeedback that we have with our two scanners. I mentioned the scanners briefly, and as we continue on, I'll talk a little more about them maybe when we read one of the articles Mike Adams has put out. But absolutely, this is going to be needed, the biofeedback, bio meaning feeding life, bio, life, feeding life to the cells, which also repairs your DNA, the telomeres of your DNA, your RNA. So this device is amazing. My husband and I, my late husband and I, Gary Tunsky, did not use it this way. He was used to using it the way that he had been using it for a while in Texas with another naturopath doctor. And that's how we continued doing it over the last 10 years as an assessment, the Quantum SCIO, which is not created to do. It's actually created to do this biofeedback that Miriam and I are now going to be doing now that I have two of them, Mr. and Mrs. SCIO, we call them. So we will be offering biofeedback for anyone interested for very little money, because this is not about making money. The root of all evil, the love of money, is why my baby girl's not here anymore. So we will not tie that into her name. It is about helping people get well and working for the creator of the universe. Praise him, praise him. So, Miriam, welcome to our show.
Hello, everyone out there. Thank you for having me.
And I just want to cover some notes here. We're going to leave it, like I said, catching you up on the latest articles from different researchers. I was just introduced recently to an Amanda Vollmer that I'm very impressed with. She has a little bit of a not a foul mouth, but we can hopefully correct that if we meet her on how she has to represent being a lady. But she's a wonderful researcher, and I'm so excited to find her. And she's claiming that there are over 80,000, over 80,000 in Wuhan that were affected, and close to 3,000 deaths. So I don't know what the mainstream media is saying, but obviously I don't trust them, because we know the drug company owners, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Illuminatis, the DuPonts, and all the other ones back out there. Satan's children, the Canaanites, I call them. My husband's got a wonderful teaching on DVD. Who are they? The Battle of the Bloodline, showing scripturally who we expose in our appetizer and our meal message, which you can listen to on our podcast that Progressive Radio Network has put together for us so graciously. And the very first two shows was the appetizer, my message in honor of my baby girl, and how I had to learn the hardest way possible truth, jumped in our Savior's lap and just begged him for truth. And he's so been giving it to me ever since. Hallelujah. And then my husband was the second show with his What in the Cell is Going On message. So please take time to do that. And we also have already on DVD ready to be unleashed whenever Father says to go with it, showing scripturally who we're speaking of. It's all over the scriptures. Every single book mentions the Battle of the Bloodlines, and that's who we're fighting here, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Anyway, so back to Amanda Vollmer. She says 80,000, close to 3,000 deaths of the COVID-19 in Wuhan. Mike Adams actually has an update, and we're going to be reading, like I said, a couple of his articles. He has an update of the current U.S. infections, and he's saying over 4,000 already, and in the U.S., which will increase from 8,000 to 10,000 in at the most a week, he's saying. He's saying maybe even less than a week. 4,000 infections here in the U.S. is going to be increasing or doubling, if at least. And I tend to definitely agree with him. Now, also back to the Amanda Vollmer. She had mentioned, I put some notes together here for you, that the 5G plays a major role because it's cooking us. It's like a microwave. It's microwave radiation. And this is something Ingrid Castle, VacLib.org, that was our guest on February 5th. She did touch base on all this, and I did not know anything about it, and I apologize. I'm not our creator. I just do my part for him. Hallelujah. And anyway, go back and listen to the February 5th show, because she had some major words of wisdom that I just had knew nothing about at the time. Back to Amanda. No proper oxygen to the blood is what the 5G is going to cause, which affects the muscles, the nerves, the respiratory system. So no proper oxygen carrying capacity to the blood is what she's claiming this 5G is going to do to our body, our cells. And it messes up the RNA DNA. And, of course, you know, they want to genetically engineer us with the vaccinations, which they're already doing. I mean, obviously, you know, injecting the DNA and the RNA of African green monkeys, for instance, with the polio vaccine, or the jugular of a horse with the DPT vaccine, or aborted fetal tissue with the MMR vaccine, or insect cells, or, you know, silkworm DNA, I think it was, in the flu shots. As well as, you know, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys informed me that there's E. coli in the pneumococcal vaccine. They're given 2-month-old babies, obviously. But back to the DNA and RNA of our cell, or of our body, obviously, if we're bypassing the methods of exposure, the nose and the mouth, Father gives us methods of exposure to purge with vomiting, diarrhea, you know, fever, to burn up if something's, that we're exposed to something. Well, they bypass his defenses straight to the bloodstream, inject not only the witch's brew of mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum and antifreeze and nagalase and polysorbate 80 and everything else in the back of our card. But then they're also, they're going bypassing his defenses, and then the things we eat and breathe and drink on top of that. There's a payday eventually, very clearly. So we definitely have to realize that the heavy metals combined together, there's never been any science period over 30 years on the front page of our website, but especially on the combination of these heavy metals, the aluminum with the mercury with the formaldehyde, the combination. And then on top of all that, like Amanda's saying, we're talking about, you know, RNA and DNA from animals. I mean, when you extract a live virus from a live animal, like the African green monkey, for instance, you're obviously extracting every virus that particular animal ever had. And this is a live, sick animal. Okay, so we're extracting, and then we're bypassing Father's defenses straight to the bloodstream, injecting this witch's brew with the RNA and DNA, which, like she said, Amanda said, that it's going to genetically engineer. They're trying to change our genetic makeup, bottom line. She says that 5G... open up our cells to make them more receptive to the damage from 5G. So it's basically, it opens up our cells and yeah. Spraying chemtrails, she mentioned, the nanotechnology with nanometals, she said, and we all know about nanotechnology. I think I've mentioned it on one of the shows. And we will have a guest, a brother, Chris, hopefully on our show in the next couple of weeks, who has a lot of knowledge on the nanotechnology from the chemtrails. That's going to play a role in all this as well. So we don't have we have pieces, but we don't know how it's going to play out. Only our creator does. Hallelujah. And that's who our CEO is. So praise him. Okay. Mike Adams. Mike Adams, again, says what we've been saying forever, that, you know, cities are going to be locked under lockdown. They're going to remove our guns. They can't accomplish martial law without removing our guns, obviously, and forced vaccination. So they're going to be definitely removing our guns. Medical martial law is what Mike is saying, which I totally agree. For anyone that does not know Mike Adams, he has many websites, pandemic.news. Pandemic.news is his latest updates on what's going on, and I don't trust, just like I know Gary Null from the show does not trust anyone unless he does his homework. And I've done my homework on the man, and I'm 99% sure that he, from the heart, is speaking truth, and there's no agenda. So I personally go to him first, should I say, or not first, but definitely want to hear what he has to say about the situation, because I've been validated through Mary Toko. I think I mentioned on a show, past show recently. Mary Toko was my Michigan chapter when we had the Casey's Quest in honor of my baby girl, and then it turned into the Autism Autoimmunity Project that I became the president of, crazy eventually, and did rallies in front of the Capitol and all that. Mary Toko was my Michigan chapter and our chapter coordinator. She's a mother. I just reunited with her yesterday. Hallelujah. I haven't talked to her in over 10 years. And she just happened to meet a mutual friend at a conference, and she called me, and we touched base for just a few minutes. But she, I trust with my life. She's a mother of, I think, 5 unvaccinated children. The dad of her children was a chiropractor, and she's the one that literally father used to kick me in the hiney and say, you need to be doing these public presentations that I've been doing for 20 years or whatever, because she just had unvaccinated children, and she was, you know, blessed with having a chiropractor, a husband that knew that vaccines belong to the garbage can. So she had 5 unvaccinated children, and she has been doing the presentation that I now do that I've kind of personalized to my story, but the basic presentation she gave me. So kudos to Mary Toko. I'm so excited we're talking again, and we've reconnected, and I can't wait to have a great conversation with her. But back to Mike Adams. When Mike sent me his cashews and almonds that I ordered after realizing he tests everything, for, you know, or, you know, pesticides, glyphosates, China products, everything. I mean, the guy's laboratory is amazing, and he checks everything, and he even says he sends most things back because they contain something he doesn't agree with. When he sent that, he also sent another video to the members that purchased from him about, you know, actually I think it was that video that Mary Toko was in. And as soon as I saw her, because I haven't talked to Mary, gosh, I can't even remember. I mean, this was 20 years ago, you know, so it's been a while since I had Mary in my life. And she validated Mike Adams. She just said some very confident words. And that was my final confirmation for this man. Now, not that I worship him. I worship one and one only, and that's the creator of the universe, Yahushua HaMashiach, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. But, of course, there was no J until 1532, as we've said before. So his name could not have been Jesus. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach, or Kohen Haggadah, or high Melchizedek priest, praise him. So he's the one we worship. And I pray with all my heart, everyone that's in this battle and preparing the way for his return, I hope they all draw closer to him and count on him, because people, this battle's way too big for us. It's way too big for us. We're dealing with Satan's children and Lucifer. I call him Lucifer. L is for Lucifer. He's lost once. He's going to lose again. He was defeated by our Savior's blood. So obviously he's coming after our blood through vaccinations, primarily within 3 hours of birth, monkey pus. Within 3 hours of birth with a hepatitis B vaccination. And this isn't even counting, you know, in vitro. Now they're giving pregnant women the flu shot and the MMR vaccine and the Gardasil vaccine and everything else to pregnant women. And this isn't even counting, again, the RNA DNA damage from generational vaccine damage. They've been vaccinating since the 1700s, the late 1700s, people. So obviously they're changing our genetic makeup. So anyway, is that all I have to say about that? Pandemicnews.com, I already told you. We do believe 100% there's going to be a vaccine involved. I know they're going to try to convince and scare every people to think that's the only thing that's going to allow us to survive. And we know that's just going to put us over the edge and completely drop us. I mean, there's no way they're going to come up with a vaccine. Vaccines don't work. Vaccines are poison. They compromise the immune system. And if you go back to last week's show that I replayed from the week before, we go into detail of how to strengthen your cellular terrain. Antoine Bichon, the scientist that proved to Louis Pasteur back whenever, it was the early 1700s, I think it was, whenever it was, that it's not germs that cause disease, which is the whole premise of the drug companies who fund the medical schools and write their textbooks. So they're taught Louis Pasteur's research because there's dollar signs behind it, people. The love of money, the root of all evil. That is their God. So again, germs don't cause disease. The coronavirus doesn't cause disease. Whatever it is does not cause disease. It's the inner condition of you upon exposure. And that's what we very, very thoroughly talked about last week that I replayed the week from the week before. The show before that was Ingrid's show because I was traveling that she did, which was wonderful. She's, I think I mentioned already, vaclib.org. I call her my soul sister. She's been my mentor for over 20 years now. She was one of our trustees when we had the nonprofit. Anyway, she did the show and she really covered a lot of great stuff. I'm not even going to really talk about it much, but just to give a couple of things about it. Actually, just listen to the show. Go to the 2-5 show, and she has some great little comments. I am going to say a couple of them, that these 5Gs are short millimeter waves. They're used in military to disperse crowds. Again, like what Amanda said, they're constant microwave radiation, which is cancer causing. It's just below a military weapon, this 5G. She said it started on October 31st. Wuhan also has severe air pollution. And also their meat, factories, I guess they eat all kind of, you know, bat meat and rodent meat and dog meat, she says. But she actually was also saying there's 100,000 antenna towers in Wuhan and over 20,000 in space, the satellites. So they're going to be radiating us on top of everything else that everything's happening. So we definitely don't want to scare you. Again, fear is, you know, false evidence appearing real. We're supposed to have power, love, and sound mind, scripture tells us. So that's what we will have. And we will know that Father will protect us. And back to the basics of the health, which is, of course, the cleanse I talked about, the exercising, everything Gary Nell's been teaching forever. The man's brilliant. We adore him. We thank him. And I just can't say enough about Gary Nell. Just, you know, build that cellular terrain. I mentioned some websites, I believe, on the last show to help block the radiation, thesafesleevecases.com, Norbert Heisner, the Germany scientist, is all over Germany, the protectpro.net and .info, protectpro.info and protectpro.net are his websites that he found a way to absorb the radiation. And I'm sure there's others, too, that we'll keep you updated on. But anyway, that's all I have to say. I'm going to pass the microphone over to Miss Miriam because she's going to start reading some articles that are extremely important that everybody needs to know about to account for our time. We have another 45 minutes, not quite, but anyway, Miriam, how are you?
Okay, hello everyone. And it's a good, I just like to piggyback a little bit about what Renee was saying because it's true. These vaccinations, all they've done is cause more illness and injury than anything that has ever been out there. They don't even have the statistics, nor do they have the information to come to back themselves up by stating, you know, well, how are they beneficial? Where is their homework? Obviously, they haven't done any. And so that's what they seem to rely on because, unfortunately, it is a big money-making business because that's what they're all about. And speaking of that money-making business, there was a recent article from
pandemic.news.
Mm-hmm. And it begins with the New York Times has published dangerous misinformation about how to prepare for the coronavirus. The recent article said, wash your hands, keep a supply of medicine, and get a flu shot in huge quotations.
Wow.
This might be one of the most illogical pieces of medical advice ever doled out by the mainstream media, which I most certainly agree. The article assures readers that getting a flu shot is a practical tip offered by experts. Meanwhile, the rest of the world rolls their eyes. Experts. Half the time, I like to ask, who are these experts? Have they even taken these shots themselves? And how has it benefited anybody? Because I haven't seen any studies anywhere that says anything about the benefits of a flu shot. And the article continues with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the source of the fake news. The article cites Dr. Keith Klugman, director of the pneumonia program at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He says that infectious disease specialists strongly recommend flu vaccination for coronavirus and pneumonia. The best protection for older people against bacterial pneumonia, he says, is to vaccinate children. Mm. Now, I'd like to know how vaccinating a child is going to help elderly people. I don't see where the logic runs in here, because first of all, they didn't even explain why they would do such a thing. Interesting. Where's the explanation for that? And then it says, according to David Brownstein, MD, this is fake news propaganda. Mm-hmm. The flu vaccine has never been shown to protect against pneumonia, he iterated. And obviously, the flu viruses used in the flu vaccine do not resemble coronavirus and will not prepare the immune system in any way. Interesting. Here they are speaking of the coronavirus and how it's all these false flags that they love to spread about these diseases. And yet somehow the flu shot has nothing to do. The vaccine doesn't even resemble the coronavirus. So to me, that sounds like an oxymoron. And then it continues saying, according to the CDC's annual flu vaccine statistics, the flu vaccine is not effective at all for controlling the circulating flu strain each year. In fact, the flu shot has been found to cause mutations in flu viruses from the previous flu season, making people more susceptible to infection the following year. So to think that inoculation with flu viruses is going to prepare the immune system for coronaviruses is illogical, to say the least. Even a coronavirus vaccine will be risky, as evidenced by previous attempts to develop a vaccine for SARS. So it's true. I fail to see the logic here where, since a flu shot actually causes mutations and it changes, obviously it seems here, year by year, how is this shot possibly related to the coronavirus? I don't see where 1 plus 1 equals 2. It seems more like here they're saying 1 plus 1 equals 11. But maybe that's the new math they go by nowadays. I'm not sure about that. And then the article continues saying, flu vaccines increase hospitalizations for flu-like illnesses threefold. So obviously, they're not helping anything. They're actually creating the problem. And it says, states, furthermore, researchers from the American Thoracic Society have found damning evidence surrounding the flu vaccine that many people won't want to hear. Instead of preventing influenza-related hospitalization in children, the trivalent inactivated flu vaccine actually increases hospitalizations threefold. So here we are talking a trivecti here. So it actually makes it even worse. It makes it three times worse because these vaccinations are actually increasing problems. They're not helping. They're actually they're making the problem worse. And it continues with children who are subjected to the flu vaccine year after year are at an increased risk for hospitalization when compared to children who are not subjected to the vaccine. Children with asthma suffer the worst. This research shows there's no efficacy to the vaccine. In fact, the flu vaccine poses net harm to children. The research is to be presented May 19th at the 105th International Conference of the American Thoracic Society in San Diego. That should be an interesting conference where at least they have the information to back themselves to show that these flu vaccines are a detriment to these children. They have no help to their actual health. And then the article continues, this study was aimed at evaluating the effectiveness of the TIV in children overall, as well as the children with asthma to prevent influenza-related hospitalization, said Joshi, MD, of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I hope I said his name correctly. The study examined 263 children who were thoroughly examined at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, aged 6 months to 18 years. Each of the children had experienced laboratory-verified influenza infection at some point between 1996 and 2006. The Mayo Clinic evaluated each child, whether they were subjected to the flu vaccine, whether they had asthma, and finally, whether they needed hospitalization for influenza-related illnesses. The results are not what vaccine manufacturers want to hear. Since we know that the Mayo Clinic is a very famous clinic where they've done many different kind of studies, that they tend to go there before it's even other hospitals have any information on these subjects. The results are not what vaccine manufacturers want to hear. This is what happened at the Mayo Clinic. Children who don't get the flu vaccine recover from flu and other infections more effectively, rarely requiring hospitalization. Children who are subjected to the annual flu vaccine are three times more likely to suffer from complication to infection, more likely to be hospitalized and put on breathing treatments and other drugs. The risk of hospitalization post-vaccination is even higher for children who already have inflamed airways and constricted breathing due to asthma. So obviously it appears to me here that children who already have compromised immune systems, all they're doing is compromising these systems. They're creating more problems. So these poor little innocents are becoming more infected and their symptoms are becoming worse due to the flu shot. Not because they were not injected, it's actually because they were injected. Mm-hmm. Oh, sometimes I just wonder if people do their homework, and it's obviously people don't. And it continues. This is partly due to the fact that flu vaccines contain thimerosal, a mercury compound that depletes intracellular glutathione production and causes oxidation of the mitochondria pathway of cells. So actually, it's destroying and hurting the pathways of the cells in their mitochondria as well as their intracellular glutathione production. So it's depleting. It's taking away. It's not adding anything to them. It's actually taking away from these particular cells. It's sad. Glutathione is the master antioxidant for the cells in the body. When it is depleted, a person's immune system is weakened and they become more susceptible to complications from infections. To me, in a way, I mean, this is just totally ludicrous, or a crime, however you want to look at it, to know that they realize that systems that are already compromised have already proven without the shadow of a doubt that these vaccines are actually doing more harm than good. And this is coming from the Mayo Clinic themselves. It's not like this coming from some podunk clinic somewhere, or no one knows where, some little town somewhere. This is coming from a major medical institution, the Mayo Clinic, giving us this information. And then it continues. CDC fails to publish peer-reviewed science on how to strengthen the innate immune system. And that's what it's all about, having a strong immune system. As it goes, once again, back to Pasteur and Bichamp. It's not about the germs. It's all about the immune system. It's all about your Petri. It's all about your inner system, your body. How strong is it in order for you to fight any kind of virus or whatever may be out there, in order to just produce, because you have a strong immune system, it can fight anything.
Can't perfect perfection.
Exactly. It could take care of any pathogen that may be in your way. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the National Asthma Education and Prevention Program all recommend the flu vaccine for all children 6 months to 18 years. You wonder about the CDC and these other organizations. To decrease influenza-related hospitalization in children, it's time for these organizations to rescind their flu vaccine recommendations. It's also time for public health authorities to provide information and effective resources that can help children overcome infections naturally, a strong immune system. On the CDC's page for preparing for coronavirus, there is no mention of practical solutions for preparing the immune system. Tools that actually help a child's immune system overcome infection include, but are not limited to, elderberry syrup, whole food zinc and vitamin C supplements, proper hydration, and no sugar or foods that generate mucus, a healthy fever response not suppressed, because our bodies are made to fight infections naturally. By fighting these infections naturally, we actually boost our immune system, and our immune system becomes impervious to a particular infection that you may acquire, and you will not repeat that same infection because your immune system is strong enough to fight anything that comes in that direction because your body system is so strong. And as I was saying, a healthy fever response, not suppressed, sweet licorice root extracts. And I'm talking about the actual licorice extract from the root itself, not this candy, not the licorice that most people think is licorice that they sell in these boxes or candy. That's not licorice. And that doesn't come from the licorice root itself. There's an actual licorice that you can get that actually they sell organically online. You can actually find it and actually is good for you. So the extract actually obviously is as well good for your body system as well. Vitamin D supplements, colloidal silver, raw manuka honey, garlic leek onion rich soups, and real fruit juices. That means take the organic fruit yourself and juice it if you want juice that way. Not everyone's immune system is the same, and some children suffer from asthmatic conditions caused by environmental factors. Because asthmatic conditions are made worse, according to this study, by the annual flu vaccine, it's important to learn how to reduce inflammation in the airways. Extracts of mullein herb, forgive me if I may butcher some of these words, elecampanae, turmeric root, marshmallow root, black cumin seed, and Schisandra berry are effective anti-inflammatory solutions for the respiratory tract and beyond. So there are actually many roots, there are herbs, there are things that we can use from nature itself that actually help our bodies, that actually mimic our things that are in our body themselves. That actually in our own cells, that these roots and these plants actually mimic within our own bodies. So, you know, it's actually incredible the things that we actually have that is real medicine. That's not synthetic, as we like to say, synthetic. That actually true things that can help create our immune system and make us stronger. And then these things actually can help in case we do come down with something that actually can help us to strengthen even when we're slightly compromised. So it's incredible the many things that are out there. All we have to do is do our homework, do a little due diligence on your part, a little research, not difficult, especially since we have, you know, sources here even on the internet that you can look up and research for yourself and you can do your own homework. And it's incredible the kind of remedies that are there for you. And then it ends the article saying, in order to avoid complications and hospitalizations from infections, families should avoid artificial perturbation of the immune system via flu vaccines and instead accentuate the body's innate immune defenses.
There you go.
Which means don't go for something artificial. Let's take a flu shot, you know, a quick remedy for everything. And everybody is this quick fix. There is no quick fix. Take care of your body, take care of yourself long term, and what you put in your body, how you move, the air you breathe, all these things are so important. If we do just simple little things, it's not complicated. You don't need a PhD to figure this out.
And really. We covered everything last week's show. Go back to last week's show as well as the week before that we replayed. Mm-hmm. And we cover everything that our healing ministry is representing. Miriam is my partner now since my late husband passed away. And we are Father's Yahuwah's healing ministry until he returns. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my and we have wellness ministers. I've got one sitting in front of me right now, Miss Sharon, that she'll be on the show eventually too. But we have many people in our fellowship that are going to be stepping up to do what they've been called to do, because I believe without anything, with everything in me, that every one of us, the good and the bad through our entire lifetime, has been to mold us to what we've been called to be for our Creator in these end times. So they're all coming. So I pray for mercy. All right, we're going to go into another article here. Was this the next one you wanted? You thought was in order? Was it in order? Okay. Yeah. The next one from Mike Adams. And again, pandemicnews.com is where it's at. Again, we do have other people that are, everybody and their mother is sending me texts and websites and people that are just saying the same thing. It's awesome how many people are waking up. Father does say in his word that he'll be pouring his spirit in the end times, and that's exactly what he's doing. People are waking up and speaking truth, and, you know, that's so pleasing to my ears for 20-some years, hearing people tell me, you know, because of my presentation, they didn't vaccinate their children, and my response was always to them, what about everybody else's? Like, they whisper to me, because of your presentation, I didn't vaccinate my children. And my response always was, what about everybody else's child? Please don't keep it quiet. I taught my son when he was starting to talk at 7 months, and I put him in preschool after Casey passed away at 2, was counting to 100, opposed to them teaching the children to count to 10. And I taught him, and my daughter Faith, I taught them, because they have no vaccines. When somebody asks you, well, how are you so smart? You tell them, because I'm not vaccinated. And we need to be the voice for these voiceless victims. So please don't hide what you're learning. And more importantly, or just as importantly, please educate your children. I have a dear friend of mine who did not inform her two boys why that they didn't vaccinate and why they didn't vaccinate. Now he's in college and talking about getting a vaccine because he doesn't know why his mom chose. If anything, it could turn him away from her or you know, discredit her as a mother because he's being taught lies in medical school or wherever he is, and is thinking he has to get a vaccination. So people, what I'm trying to tell you is please educate your children. Very important. And make them understand why they're so smart and why they have no cancer and why less than 1% of unvaccinated people, as Joy Garner control group, the controlgroup.org is proving, hopefully in the federal courts, the health of unvaccinated people of thousands of surveys she has. And again, her website's thecontrolgroup.org, less than 1% of sick unvaccinated people compared to the national average of like 54% of all, obviously mostly vaccinated. And I mean completely no vaccines, no vitamin K. Well, maybe the vitamin K, but that's full of aluminum also, but no vaccines, no poison into their bloodstream. Anyway, so let's read another article from Mike. This is one, I printed a couple of them off his website, and again, pandemic.news. Those in the front lines in the fight against the COVID-19 outbreak may have been infected after a woman from California tested positive for the novel coronavirus infection. The woman, who is now critically ill with the coronavirus, was hospitalized for 11 days before her condition was revealed to healthcare workers, thereby raising the potential of broader community exposure to the dangerous respiratory disease. The San Francisco Chronicle says officials have not been able to pinpoint the source of the woman's infection. Public health authorities are now scrambling to trace all contacts the woman may have had after becoming sick. However, they have refused to divulge the woman's name, her exact address, where she went in her community before seeking medical attention, or who may be at risk of infection. The staff members at North Bay Vaca Valley Hospital in Vacaville, who had contact with the woman, a Solano County resident, have been asked to stay at home and monitor themselves for any symptoms. According to Bella Matias, the public health officer of Solano County Health and Social Services, some staff members may be placed under quarantine. Officials involved in the case, meanwhile, said the total number of possibly exposed healthcare workers is still unknown, but that it should be less than 100. In addition, the woman's family is now under isolation and her co-workers identified and evaluated in a bid to allay the public's fears. Matias also added that the patient was only potentially infectious for about a 3-day window and the risk to the general public remains very, very low. Meanwhile, U.S. Davis Medical Center, where the woman was brought after her condition worsened, said the case is now being investigated by the CDC, Center for Disease Causes, people, not Center for Disease Control. Center for Disease Causes as possibly the first patent to have received the infection from exposure in the community. What happened? According to the accounts by hospital staff, the patient brought herself to the 50-bed North Bay Vaca Valley Hospital in Vacaville on February 15th in order to be treated for what then seemed to be flu symptoms. The patient stayed in the hospital until her situation worsened. Then she was transferred to UC Davis on the 19th to receive advanced care. Upon her arrival to UC Davis, doctors worried that she might be infected with the COVID-19, asked the woman to be tested. The CDC, however, as revealed by an internal email from a UC Davis vice chancellor, disagreed. According to the email, the CDC initially decided against testing the woman since she did not meet its initial criteria, which included recent trips to China or possible contact with someone infected with the coronavirus. The CDC only changed its criteria for testing Thursday, with the list now including people who are manifesting symptoms such as fever and severe respiratory illness without an alternative diagnosis, symptoms similar to the ones the woman had when she checked herself in for treatment. Second COVID-19 case confirmed. In addition to the woman from Salerno, the second case of COVID-19 with an unknown origin has been identified in Santa Clara County Friday. According to health experts, this is indicative that the coronavirus is likely spreading through more than one community in the U.S. According to the Washington Post, the second case involves a 65-year-old woman who had no known history of travel to any of these countries that have been hit the hardest by the disease. In the report, it is said that the woman has chronic health conditions and that she was originally hospitalized for a respiratory illness before being tested for the coronavirus on February 26. Sarah Cody, the Santa Clara County Health Officer, confirmed the news. This new case indicates that there is evidence of community transmission, but the extent is still not clear, Cody said in a press conference. As of press time, 85,206 people have been confirmed to be infected with the novel coronavirus, with 2,924 confirmed dead. And again, this is Mike Adams from Pandemic.News. We still have a couple more minutes. Let's let Miriam read another one. We'll continue this next week. We're going to definitely continue on and on again. Which one do you think we should do, this one here? Okay. Because this stuff needs to get out. And again, Mike has, just so you guys know what's wonderful about him, most of his articles on his brightn.com, I think it is, brightn.com, an alternative to YouTube, given the truth beyond truth. He actually has his videos in the majority of his articles, which I search for because I'd much rather listen than read. And he's such a wonderful presenter, exposing all the truth going on right now. But here's Miriam, because I only have a few more minutes, and I want her to read another article, please.
Okay, this one speaks of a nursing home facility in Washington State, so it's pretty much a short article. And it speaks of a nursing home facility in Kirkland, Washington, located near Seattle, is facing what could be a new Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak cluster. Officials say that 52 people at the Life Care Center are displaying symptoms that align with infection, while two individuals have tested presumptive positive for the novel disease, proving once again that delays by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have worsened the situation. These new potential cases, which represent nearly half of the entire care facility, serve as more evidence that community spread of the Wuhan coronavirus has indeed arrived. And that's unfortunately, because what happens is in these elderly facilities, unfortunately, many of these people already have compromised immune systems, so they're not very strong themselves. So they're pretty much susceptible, not necessarily to coronavirus, but pretty much any illness generally that comes their way. The two presumptive positive cases of the disease include one staff member and one resident at the facility, the former being a woman in her 40s and the latter being a woman in her 70s, according to reports. During a recent press conference, Seattle and King County Health Officer Dr. Jeff Duchenne indicated that the worker is currently in satisfactory condition, in quotes, while the elderly resident status is serious. Because of a lack of CDC testing kits, the Life Care Center was unable to adequately determine the health status of its many residents and workers until recently, after the disease had already taken root within the facility. If we had the ability to test earlier, I'm sure we would have identified patients earlier, Duchenne stated without beating around the bush. Listen below as Mike Adams, the health ranger, gives an update about the current state of this growing global pandemic. And as like I said, unfortunately, the reason these elderly people are so susceptible is because they already have weakened states, and frankly, the way they're treated and...
They load them up with the flu shot, the pneumonia shot, the shingle shot. They feed them pharmaceuticals, probably a dozen at least, if that, probably more. So they have obviously compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies that we talked about last week. Yes. But continue on.
And then the report continues. Washington State reports first death from novel coronavirus. If this isn't bad enough, Washington State has now reported its first death from the Wuhan coronavirus. According to President Donald Trump, who continues to downplay the situation, the now deceased individual was in his mid-50s and supposedly had high-risk medical concerns. Duchenne told reporters that the man died overnight at the Evergreen Health Hospital, also located in Kirkland. As of this writing, the official number of Wuhan coronavirus cases in Washington is 6, based on presumptive testing. However, final testing and confirmation has to come from the CDC, hence the declaration of these cases being presumptive positives. Wonderful. So now we have to wait on the CDC.
Okay. Not.
Don't worry, says the government. Your risk of contracting coronavirus is low. Even as community spread of the Wuhan coronavirus here in the U.S. becomes a painful reality, health officials, along with the Trump administration, are still insistent that the general public has little to worry about and that the risk of infection spread is low. The official claim is that only about 20% of people who contract the Wuhan coronavirus end up requiring hospitalization, while the other 80% are able to recover on their own. However, things get tricky when the elderly and immunocompromised are taken into account. Duchenne says he's very concerned about an outbreak in this setting, referring to senior care facilities where elderly folks live in close contact with each other and their caregivers. This is serious, and it could get worse, wrote one commentator at The Hill, adding that it's better to be safe than sorry when it comes to preparedness. There's nothing wrong with being vigilant and prepared. China's example is enough to worry anyone, and it's foolish to think that it's hysteria or could never happen here. Trump gagged the epidemiologist, wrote another joking about the Trump administration's continued denial that there's anything at all to worry about with this pandemic. Big Brother Pence from the Virus Information Ministry will report all official instructions, any information that makes Trump look bad is fake news. There we go, Big Brother, yep. 1984, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check out all new pandemic news for up-to-minute news about the Wuhan coronavirus.
And that's Mike Adams, of course. And more importantly, he also, his website again is pandemic.news. We only have a couple more minutes. So that's all the articles we can read right now. But again, go to pandemic.news. He just uploaded, before I did the show, 4 or 5 different articles I printed. Print them, listen to them. He did say that the virus comes back after 10 days. I wanted to throw that out there too. So definitely pay attention to the health ranger, and what he has to say, because he's not, he's definitely speaking truth, and I can confirm that 1,000%. So I think we're about out of time here, but I wanted just to cover a couple of things more. Actually, we're not going to have time to read these articles, but they're really good articles. So you definitely want to, talking about medications, they're going to be forcing people in FEMA camps who are on pharmaceutical drugs that are depending on them. They're going to be totally controlling you, so we need to get you off the medication, pharmakia. and get you cleansed up, which you can listen again to last week's show or the last couple of shows. And do not forget to go back to the February 5th one and get the wisdom from Angry Castle on the 5G that I was not aware of. And just do your homework, you know, strengthen yourself with education. Don't keep your head in the sand, people. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our VacInfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth. And y'all bless.